Later on, we'll be in that low 80 range. We start out right now at 48 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two individuals, Dallas Aaron Umber and Matthew Allison, in custody and facing charges of trying to start a race war using the messaging app Telegram.
Federal officials are growing increasingly concerned that domestic extremists are finding safe haven on this site to be able to go and share information like bomb-making instructions, how to carry out a mass attack targeting places like synagogues or ethnic centers. And that's what's laid out in detail in this indictment, that this elevated not to just words, but there were three individuals tied to this group who actually either sought to or did carry out attacks that resulted in deaths.
ABC's Alex Mallon. Vice President Harris and former President Trump debate tonight at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, 9 p.m. on ABC. The search for accused I-75 sniper Joseph Couch continues in southeast Kentucky. He's charged with shooting 12 vehicles with a semi-automatic rifle on Saturday, wounding five people. This is ABC News. A Biden administration announcement on mental health coverage.
The White House is touting a new final rule that it says will ensure mental health care coverage for 175 million Americans is on par with their physical health care coverage. This action is an effort by the administration to fix what it says is a gap in the health care system and enforce private insurers to comply with the 2008 law that requires equity between the way they cover mental and physical health. The rule aims to get more mental health professionals to offer in-network care as well as reduce red tape to qualify for mental health coverage. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
NASA signed off on next month's launch of the Europa Clipper to the moon of Jupiter. Approval coming after a review of the ability of the spacecraft's electronics to withstand the withering radiation there. Blast off set for October 10th. Europa Clipper will conduct tests to determine whether the suspected water ocean beneath Europa's icy crust might be suitable for life. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Patches of fog early today, partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of a light shower this afternoon, and a high of 81. South winds between 7 and 14 today. For tonight, isolated light showers early, then partly cloudy, a low of 57 degrees. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine and rather warm with a high of 85. Wednesday night, mainly clear and quiet, a low of 56. Thursday continued mostly sunny and warm and a high of 87. Friday, increasing clouds, but still unseasonably warm, a high of 82. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 80 degrees. It was 53 at midnight. We're down to our overnight lows so far with some fog again. It is 47 degrees. Today is September 10th, a Tuesday morning. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Old Jonah, he was desperate in the belly of the whale. But Jonah had a plan, he knew he couldn't fail. He
raised his head on high and looking for the sky and sang a song so pretty. The whale told him goodbye. You got to sing, your children sing, sing, your children sing. I only know one thing. Hey, hey, sing, everybody,
sing, your children sing, sing your troubles away.
Well, Moses said, good Lord, open up these waters for me so I can get your children across the salt sea. The Lord parted the waters and singing hand in hand, Moses and the children walked over to the promised land. You got to
sing, your children sing,
everybody
sing, your children sing,
hallelujah.
Only know one thing.
Hey, hey, hey,
sing, your children sing,
everybody
sing, your children sing,
hallelujah. Sing your troubles away.
The walls of Jericho, he'd march around those walls and on his horn he'd blow. That horn would play a tune and sing a happy song. When Joshua got through, those horns came tumbling down. You got to
sing, your children sing,
everybody
sing, your children sing,
hallelujah.
I only know one thing.
Hey, hey, hey,
sing, your children sing,
everybody
sing, your children sing,
hallelujah.
We start the day in a positive way with Elvis Presley and Sing You Children Sing. Before that, national anthem sung by Alan Jackson. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again, Tuesday, September 10th. Phil Nee with you as we get going here and we wake up the chickens together and get the chores started. A little foggy out there again today, pretty typical for September early on. And we have some great stuff to tell you about, info to get you in the know today. The Brewers get back to action tonight after a night off last night. We'll share with you some sport headlines coming up in about 10 minutes today. Right now, let's take a ride with Southern Pacific. We'll be right back. waiting for the bus? Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets and bright clothing. Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, the Richland Locker, and Joan Chevrolet.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Say good morning to Boxcar Willie right there. Blue Moon of Kentucky. It is 5:13 on a Tuesday morning. Blue River will host a farmer's market today, and that's in the Blue River Park near the gazebo from 4 until 7. Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting tonight, 6:30 until 8, at Eagle School, Classroom 2. For more information, call 608-604-7743. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will be hosting a public involvement meeting for the Wisconsin 130, 133 and Bridge Replacement Project from 4:30 until 6 at the Lone Rock Community Building tonight. The event gives residents an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming Wisconsin 130 closure. Those reminders from Community Calendar today.
Someone must have known that I was lonely. That's why they sent you to me from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. The door to heaven open. Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven? Heaven just can't be the same without you. I guess you must have been their brightest star. And tonight I know the angels all will miss you. But they know just exactly where you are. Who left the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven open?
Hank Thompson on WRCL FM 100.9. We're holding at the overnight low. It is 47 degrees.
Both slaughter cows and calves were weaker at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $516, with the beef crossbred calves up to $840. The fleshy beef cows range from $120 to $130 per pound, with the thinner dairy cows $90 to $105, questionable and lightweight cows lower.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. Here's a look at sport headlines today from WRCO Sports Boosters. The Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the team does not plan to put Jordan Love on injured reserve. That's an indication the quarterback could return relatively soon. Love injured his left medial collateral ligament in the final minute of the Packers' opening loss to the Eagles. The MCL injury is expected to sideline him for at least a game or so. Well, Aaron Rodgers' long-awaited return to the field was spoiled by San Francisco as the 49ers got 147 yards rushing and a touchdown from fill-in back Jordan Mason in a 32-19 victory over the Jets. Rodgers threw for 167 yards and one touchdown and also had an interception a year after his debut with New York, ended with a torn Achilles after 4 snaps. In baseball news, the Brewers will take on the Giants in San Francisco. That's an 8:45 first pitch time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Games that went on yesterday, the Cubs were winners against the Dodgers, 10-4. Pittsburgh 3, Miami 2, Cincinnati 1-0 over Atlanta. In the American League, Boston 12, Baltimore 3, the Yankees 10-4 over Kansas City, the Angels 6, Minnesota 2, Cleveland 5-3 over the White Sox. Interleague action, Philadelphia 2, Tampa Bay 1, and the Mets 3-2 over Toronto. That's an update on sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
We're glad you've joined us today on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show. Patented aerobic polka is percolating today. A high later of 81 degrees, partly sunny and warm today, with a warm breeze at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated light showers possible, and then a low of 57. Wednesday, lots of sunshine and rather warm, with a high of 85. 47 right now. Let's pick it up a little bit. A one and a two and a...
Music is swaying, dance is swaying, romance is in the air. Down at the friendly tavern, everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness everywhere. Down at the friendly tavern, nothing else can compare. That's where we go for cheer. Bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together. Time to get started, gay and lighthearted. No need to ask us where. Down at the friendly tavern, everyone's happy there. Hey! Oh, yeah! And romance is in the air. Down at the friendly tavern, everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness in the air. Down at the friendly tavern, nothing else can compare. That's where we go for cheer. Bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together. Time to get started, gay and lighthearted. No need to ask us where. Down at the friendly tavern, everyone's happy there.
Yes, there you go. Down at the Friendly Tavern Polka from the Brave Combo here on the Light in the Milk House Show. Coming up, farm news and markets. We'll have it for you, courtesy of Brownfield Radio Network. That's up at 5:30 today. We invite you to stay tuned and stuff throughout the day here. Chances to win a little bit later on as well. Qualify. And right now, the Desert Rose Band.
Point of view, she don't love nobody. Nothing borrowed, nothing blue. She don't love nobody. Behind the green eyes I detect, she don't love nobody. A heart no kiss could resurrect. She don't love nobody. Nobody.
that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me here drowning in my tears. You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I watch you close that door. 'Cause I know I won't see you anymore. Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side.
Glenn Campbell on WRCO Radio, and Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. Good stuff on the old Light in the Milk House show. Did you know that the month of September, Harvest Moon, is the fullest moon of the year? And did you know that of all the months, September is spelled with the most letters? Well, that'll be good for you, you know, just to have casual conversation today. You can tell somebody, did you know September has the most letters? Well, good luck today. 47 degrees here in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The cost of labor will make some foods hard to find and expensive. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. An apple grower says many U.S. specialty crops are phasing out as labor costs become unmanageable. Chris Croft tells Brownfield farmers using the H-2A guest worker program have no idea what their labor costs could be from year to year with adverse effect wage rate increases.
There's been a few growers out there that has set a mark on if AWAR gets to a certain amount per hour that they're going to consider doing something else, which is a shame because there's a huge investment in all these farms. And we're already seeing this occur in some of the big vegetable operations.
On his fourth-generation farm in Michigan, Croft says he's holding back 25 acres from new tree plantings.
We don't quite have the revenue, and it takes at least $40,000 an acre to put a tree in the ground.
In the last decade, U.S. has lost more than 454,000 acres of fruit and 60,000 acres of vegetable production. The 2024 U.S. corn harvest is officially underway. USDA says 5% of the crop is harvested as of Sunday nationwide, just ahead of the five-year average. In Wisconsin, mostly dry last week, that allowed farmers to get into the fields and finish up small grain harvesting, cut hay, and dig potatoes. Several farmers were also doing some fall seeding last week. About 90% of Wisconsin's corn is now in the dough stage, 50% of it in dent stage, 5% of the corn is mature. The potato harvest is 42% done. Third cutting of hay is 96% done. Fourth cutting, 44% done. A few farmers in southern Wisconsin have begun harvesting. Doug Rebout says he's getting ready to combine some soybeans at his Janesville farm.
We're looking possibly the end of this week.
Rebout says overall the crops look good.
With the wet year we've had, I think we're going to have good yields, but you got those areas that were wet that are going to bring your averages down.
Rebout says a nearby farmer is also looking at combining some soybeans in the next couple of days. In a drive to nearby Monroe showed some corn on sandy soil that looked ready to combine now. Michigan crop advisor Jason Stegink says dry weather is starting to impact yields and it's triggering corn silage harvest a little earlier.
Our silage guys have got a few operations that started last week, and there's more of them stepping into it. You see choppers and trucks on the road now, and that's kind of an indicator of where we're at.
And in southeast Minnesota, Brennan Toquam from Blooming Prairie says most of the crop is changing color, and he anticipates soybean harvest will begin in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Sluggish start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a typically quiet start for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show list this week are lower across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the latter half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards at mid-session, feeder steers are down $1 to $5 compared to 2 weeks ago. Feeder heifers over 800 pounds are lightly tested but have a firm undertone. Feeder heifers under 800 pounds are $2 to $7 lower. Steer and heifer calves are $5 to $10 lower. The USDA says demand is moderate and quality is mostly plain. Medium and large one feeder steers, 553 to 597 pounds, brought $265 to $283. Feeder steer, 672 to 699 pounds, brought $244 to $262. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 559 to 594 pounds, brought $235 to $250. Box beef closed mixed with light to good demand for solid offerings. Choice down 89 cents at $308.52. Select closed 237 higher at $298.49. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down more than 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors picked up their procurement efforts as the day progressed and bid up to move needed numbers. Continued strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market is helping provide price support, but long-term concerns about domestic demand create uncertainty. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.69 higher with a weighted average of $78.48. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.31 higher with a weighted average of $78.59. And the Western Corn Belt up $1.30 with a weighted average of $78.54. Pork values closed modestly lower, down 38 cents at $95.72. Hams were sharply lower. Ribs were also lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, up more than 21,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up with the week's show list smaller than the previous week's. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, adjusting spreads. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, keeping an eye on dry weather in parts of South America that could impact planting. November beans were 13 higher at 1018. January was up 13 at 1035 and a half. December corn was one higher at 407 and a quarter. March was up a penny and a half at 426. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with box beef higher at midday. October live was up 175 at 176.92, and December was 210 higher at 176.80. October feeders were 377 higher, 234.72. Nearby hogs were down. Deferred months were up, adjusting spreads. October was 70 cents lower at 78.80. December lean was down 12 at 71.10. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A look at the debate over using agricultural land for solar energy projects today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Mixing solar energy generation with agriculture. There's definitely two sides to that coin. The National Ag Law Center recently hosted a webinar on whether agriculture and solar can coexist. One of the presenters, Peggy Kirk Hall, an ag law professor at The Ohio State University, says there's some tension about the topic.
lot of concerns about the footprint and farmland protection issues and the loss of agricultural land to solar development, particularly prime agricultural soils. There are also concerns about the effects on our local agricultural infrastructure and services and economy, and what the continued loss of those acreages mean for those agricultural economies.
On the other hand, says Hall,
I think that dairy operation seems a prime possibility for an agrivoltaics project. We lease out some of the land for solar, and then we incorporate a forage production project into that solar array, and that forage then is used for the dairy.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
An economist says the dairy markets are likely reacting to inventories. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Chuck Nicholson with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield a short-term butter buying spree was likely just an inventory adjustment.
I think we're getting into that time of the year where we're starting to draw down those inventories. Folks are starting to maybe be a little bit more concerned about pressure points coming up to have the stocks they need as we head into the fall part of the year.
Nicholson expects retailers are making sure they have enough product to meet demand and says the market has seen similar sales spikes before.
If you recall last year about this time, we saw a big run-up in butter markets, and that was a lot driven by what was going on with the concerns about having adequate inventories. And I think there's maybe a little bit still of that concern.
Nicholson says it's also interesting to see how butter production and demand have both grown over the past decade.
We've actually increased the amount of butter fat in farm milk by quite a lot. So we actually have, for the same amount of milk, more butter hitting the marketplace, and yet the demand has been strong enough to maintain those prices up there in a range that we haven't really historically seen.
On Friday, August 30th, Chicago Mercantile Exchange saw 26 butter purchases, with prices ranging from $3.17 to $3.20 a pound. Butter prices have been above the $3 mark for much of the summer. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, but there weren't too many sales. Dry whey up a quarter of a cent to 59 cents with three sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 227. Barrels up a penny to 228 and a half, but no cheese sales were made. Butter was up 1.5 cents at 319, but no sales. Now I've had dry milk up 1.5 cents at 138, four sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Hello, this is Chase Testitum with Timsac Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped $180 a ton and grassy large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Vehicles, firearms, ammunition, reloading supplies, beer signs, outdoor sporting goods, tools, and much more. Online-only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Testitum. Have a great day.
Today's high temperature will be in the low 80s and looks like partly sunny, warm conditions will follow us around for the week today. There is a slight chance of a light shower this afternoon for Wednesday, 85, lots of sunshine and rather warm. Thursday, upper 80s with sunshine and warm conditions. And Friday, low 80s, increasing clouds, but still unseasonably warm. In Richland Center, the air is calm and also we are at our overnight low. It is 47 degrees. days. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today here on WRCO, the Southwestern Wisconsin forecast for the day. We've got some stuff coming at you with some great tunes along the way. It's time to catch a train.
Well, would you like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We've got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One double and
four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
Glory train.
La 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 la. On the glory train. Don't you want to see the friends you lost to be waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Well, we got five back seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
Glory train.
La 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 la. On the glory train.
Now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen.
Someone who cares.
Oh, here's a
Travis Tritch, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Does a quarter even work anymore? I'm not sure. And it's hard to find a payphone. It really is. And do they just take quarters? I don't know. It's been a long time. But that used to be one of my ace reporting stations. The days prior to cell phones, if I had to call back to the station to report a score or do a little bit of a story about a game that I was at, it was find the payphone. But again, we'd have to look pretty long and hard now for those. Tony's weather is coming up.
I've been calling every day for a week, hoping you'd answer the phone so I could say just how sorry I am for breaking your heart. Letting your love go was a mistake. How I'd love to make it right. All I need is one more try. First, second chance I get, I'm gonna love you like I haven't yet. Do things I never did, say things I never. I would take you back to the place where we met, fell in love under the moon and stars. Lay a blanket down, lie with you on the ground, never let you go from these arms. Say just what you need to me. Just say yes and you will see. First, second chance I get, I'm gonna love you like I haven't yet. Do things I never did, say things I never said. First, second chance I get.
Hometown News on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. We're down another degree to a new overnight low. It is 46 degrees.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wilkinson Law Group is hosting a free estate planning seminar, How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family, on Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. This free seminar will cover the basics of estate planning and help give you ideas on how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar, Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. No registration necessary. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the unusually warm weather will stick around here for the rest of the week with a general south wind flow and some sunshine, although a weak weather system will be moving across Minnesota, northern Iowa, into Wisconsin this afternoon and early this evening. Could provide a few isolated light showers, mostly north of our area, but a few could just graze some of our northern listeners. Not much expected, though. Trace or a few hundreds at the most. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine coming up tomorrow and Thursday. Those will likely be the two warmest days of the week, when temperatures could be about 15 degrees above normal. We'll have more cloud cover work in from the south for Friday and Saturday. A lot of that moisture coming in from the hurricane, which is coming up into the Gulf Coast. That could lead to a few spotty showers as the weekend progresses. Doesn't look like anything too terribly heavy, but the possibility is there of some hit and miss showers, especially on Sunday. That unsettled weather could stick around into early next week. Here's that forecast for today. A few patches of fog early, otherwise partly sunny and warm. Slight chance of a light shower this afternoon, mainly in the northern tip of the area. High near 81 with south winds of 7 to 14. Tonight, small chance of a shower early, then partly cloudy, low 57. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and rather warm with a high in the middle 80s. South to southwest wind between 8 and 15. On Thursday, continued mostly sunny and very warm. Low 56, high about 87. Friday, increasing clouds, but still unseasonably warm. Low 59 with a high of 82. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Low 59 with a high near 79 degrees, still very comfortable. 30% chance of a couple of showers later Saturday night. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Low 61, high 77. Monday, a small chance of a shower, high 78. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
46 degrees with patchy fog this morning. A high of 80 yesterday recorded here at the studios. The record high, 93 in 1931. September 10th of 1955, we bottomed out at 30 degrees. Last year's high was 76 and the low 58. Sunset will happen at 7:21 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:36 coming up for this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.93. No precipitation today. Reports of some thick fog in some areas this morning. It's certainly patchy, hit and miss as you go about your way today. And right now we're at our overnight low. It is 46 degrees.